This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 17th, 2026. The World Radio Sport Team Championship 2026, held in the United Kingdom July 8th through the 13th, featured 50 teams of two operators, each competing under identical conditions in a 24-hour continuous IARU-HF contest. The top three teams were extremely close, reflecting a highly competitive event. Highlights of the event included over 260,000 contacts across multiple bands, live scoring and real-time leaderboard updates, plus worldwide live stream coverage and commentary. The champion gold team was Yaroslav Olnik, UW7LL, and Yuri Omdopoko, VE3DZ. They were operating as MB2M. Also completing this year on the youth number 3 team was ARRL HQ staff member and education and learning support specialist Max Friedman, N4ML, and his teammate Willow Malden, W7WLW, operating as MB4X. Overall, it was a great experience, said Friedman. I'm hoping to participate in the 2030 WRTC event. And you can watch YouTube videos of the WRATC 2026 event at their YouTube channel. And at the close of the WRCT 2026, WRCT Sanctioning Committee announced it has extended the period for accepting applications to host the 2030 World Radio Sport Team Championship. While students across the country are soaking in their summer vacation, some of their teachers are at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, participating in the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, TI. This is the most valuable professional development I have ever attended, said Colleen Campbell, KB8VAQ from Columbiana, Ohio, a teacher attending this week's TI Session 1. The course introduces educators to the basics of electronic principles, radio frequency propagation, and antennas. The session is one of several held at ARRL headquarters throughout the summer as part of a significant expansion of the program to reach more educators each year. Additional sessions have also been held at locations around the country, bringing wireless technology education to more classrooms and communities. The growth of the Teachers Institute reflects ARRL's commitment to developing the next generation of radio amateurs by reaching students through the educators who inspire them. This week's instructor was ARRL Education Specialist Wayne Green, KB4DSF of Brunswick, Georgia, who is teaching 6 TI sessions this year. Generations of radio amateurs credit ham radio with sparking their interest in science, engineering, and technology, said Green. Through hands-on experiences with topics such as radio-enabled high-altitude balloons, satellite communications, radio astronomy, and wireless security, we are equipping teachers to bring that same spark into their classrooms. Each educator we reach has the potential to inspire hundreds of students who may be our next radio amateurs, innovators, and technology professionals. For more information about the program, you can visit ARRL.org Teachers Institute, and individuals and radio clubs who can help expand opportunities for educators and students are invited to consider supporting the ARRL Education and Technology Fund. The focal point weekend for this year's ARRL SET is October 3rd and 4th, 2026. The September 2026 issue of QST will have a one-page announcement for this year's test. As always, local and section SET teams are encouraged to conduct their exercises on another date throughout the autumn season or practically any other date throughout the calendar year. If those dates happen to be better for their own group, their groups, or section and served agencies with which they are working. This nationwide exercise is a chance to test your personal emergency operating skills and the readiness of your communications equipment and accessories in a simulated emergency deployment. ARRL field organization leaders at the section and local levels and many other volunteers who are active in public service and emergency communications are developing scenarios in consultation with a variety of served agencies and organizations. Station readiness, personal training, and practice are the tenets of amateur radio service. Any time we spend on the air contributes to personal radio communications capability. ARRL's Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, the National Traffic System, NTS, the Amateur Radio Civil Emergency Service, RACE, Macy's, Skywarn, Community Emergency Response Team CERT, Salvation Army Emergency Team Radio Network, SATRIN, and other allied groups and public service-oriented radio amateurs are among those who are eligible to participate in the simulated exercise and to practice emergency operation plans, nets, and procedures. And thanks to ARES editor Rick Palm, K1CE, for this update. With a heat wave stretching across most of the U.S., there are a few ways to beat the heat while keeping up with the latest in amateur radio. First, pull up a chair at your ham shack and get on the air. Second, read the latest from QST. A photo from Antarctica graces the cover of the August 2026 issue of QST, introducing members to one of the most remote installation of ham-sized personal space weather station, WSPS Project, led by Nathaniel Frizzell, Ph.D., W2NAF. Read more about HamSci, the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, in this issue's special section, which explores PSWS, other HamSci projects, and their 2026 workshop hosted by ARRL. Also in this issue, QST reviews the QRP Labs QMX Plus 160 to 6-meter QRP transceiver, the West Mountain Radio N8XJK Super Booster, and the Chameleon Antenna CHA-FSR system. There's also a recap of the Dayton Hamvention 2026, including a roundup of new products from the event. And did you know that nearly 40,000 members subscribe to the print edition of QST? All members can access the digital editions and archives of all four ARRL magazines, QST, On the Air, QEX, and NCJ. Download the ARRL Magazines app or bookmark www.arrl.org/arrl-magazines. And here's a tip. Remember to download current issues before you head off on your next vacation. And as you travel this summer, share with us where you've carried QST, print or digital. We might include your photo in a future issue of the ARRL letter. Entries are still coming in for ARRL Field Day 2026, and as of July 16th, there were 3,527 entries. A reminder that entries must be postmarked or submitted via the web app by Tuesday, July 28th, 2026, and late entries cannot be accepted. Check the Field Day app to see if your entry has been received, and if your entry is missing any required documentation or bonus point proof, the status will be listed as pending. Participants may upload additional documentation for the entry and to the entry up to 30 days after the entry deadline. The official 2026 Field Day results will be available at ARRL.org and in December 2026 on QST. And Field Day Soapbox is a pretty busy place. You can check it out for photos and stories about Field Day 2026. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. John, KD2BD, has updated his Predict software to version 3.0.0. Earlier this week, the last TLE number was issued. Now that the available numbers for satellites has been exhausted, new formats are available that allow a 6-digit number. They are available in the following formats: GP, CSV, KVN, JSON, and XML. For those that require TLEs, you can still acquire them. However, there will be no further new satellites added. For those unfamiliar with Predict, it is a multi-user open-source satellite tracking orbital prediction application for Linux and Unix computing environments, including PCs, laptops, Linux-capable single-board computers, Raspberry Pis, and Android devices running under Termux environment. Predict handles rotor control exclusively through Hamlib, with rotor movement beginning 2 minutes before AOS. There are many more features that we do not have time to go through. You can visit John's website to get more information or download the software at qsl.net/kd2bd. Who are some of the users of the software? NASA for orbital prediction and tracking data for VLBI radio telescope steering, European Space Agency's Rutherford Appleton Laboratory for tracking and velocity profile data used to steer the 25-meter dish antenna at the Shilbotn Observatory, AMSAT for their web-based past predictions. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sport this week, July 16th, the VHF-UHF FT8 Activity Contest, NA, that is digital. July 16th and 17th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP Contest, CW. July 16th as well, the NAQCC CW Sprint, CW. July 16th, the NTC QSO Party, that's CW. July 18th through the 19th, it's the LABRE DX Contest, CW and phone. And July 18th, the Russian Radio Team Championship, that's CW and phone. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming ARRL conventions and major events, July 17th to the 19th, it's the Glacier Waterton Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Montana Section Convention, that's in Essex, Montana. July 25th, the ARRL South Dakota State Convention in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And on July 25th as well, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention in Sutton, West Virginia. And save the date, October 9th and 10th for SparkCon 2026, hosting the ARRL Midwest Division Convention in Sedalia, Missouri. And remember to search the ARRL HamFest and Convention database to find more events in your area. Following America 250 W1AW portable activations begin 0000 Zulu on Wednesdays and end at 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. And here are this week's activation. July 7th, Georgia, W1AW/4 with the host KJ4CNC. July 15th, Indiana, W1AW/9 with the host AK9R. Also on July 15th, Pennsylvania, W1AW/3 with the host K3LR. July 15th as well, Utah, W1AW/7, the host there, NA7C. July 22nd, Rhode Island, W1AW/1, the host N1SXB. And July 22nd, South Carolina, W1AW/4, with the host KG9V. And you can see the complete schedule at www.arrl.org/America250-WAS. And finally this week, thanks to the West Central Indiana Amateur Radio Club, WC9IN, in West Lafayette, Indiana, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.